This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We have in this country, according to the American Society for Civil Engineers, an infrastructure deficit of $3.6 trillion. That's what it would take over the next 5 years to get our roads and bridges and all the rest up to where they ought to be. There is also, though, a time deficit because building this stuff takes years. So Pennsylvania has a plan to use prefab. From WHYY in Philadelphia, Marielle Segarra has more.
Building a bridge can be like watching paint dry. Or, in this case, concrete. Andrew Swank is the president of Swank Construction. His company's replacing a highway bridge in central Pennsylvania.
Right now, literally, we're standing in the middle of the Sotera Creek.
We're actually standing on a wooden footbridge over the creek. We're looking at the concrete walls that'll hold up the new bridge. It takes weeks for them to harden. Then the construction crew has to add the steel beams, pour concrete for the bridge surface, and wait for that to harden. Altogether,
it takes months to do, really.
Add in design and permitting, and it takes years. That's why Pennsylvania is speeding things up. Barry Shoke is a senior advisor to Governor Tom Wolf and the state's former Secretary of Transportation.
We expect that we're going to deliver 558 bridges in 3.5 years instead of what would have taken us 8 to 12 years under a traditional method.
The key is mass production. First, the engineers will put together a couple dozen standard cookie-cutter designs. They'll mix and match pieces of those standard designs when they look at each bridge site. Then, manufacturers will make some of the concrete bridge parts. They can't make everything in a factory, but they'll standardize whatever they can. Back at the creek, Andrew Swank says it'll only take a couple weeks to build bridges that have factory-made parts.
They'll have slotted ends that this piece will fit into this piece and key into this piece.
It's kind of like when you buy a bookshelf from IKEA.
I don't know if they'll have the terrible instructions that IKEA gives you, but yeah, they'll come in pieces that you lift up with the crane and slide into place, and all of a sudden you're going to have a bridge in a very short order.
Faster construction means less time the bridge is closed to traffic. And by the way, engineers say factory-built bridge parts are actually stronger than poured concrete because they're made at the exact right temperature, away from rain, snow, and weird weather. Pennsylvania isn't the first state to mass-produce its bridges. Missouri recently fixed and replaced more than 800 bridges in 3.5 years. Andy Herman is an engineer and former president of the American Society of Civil Engineers. He says states like Utah have also tried replacing bridges with prefabricated parts.
Florida, New York, Washington, and Virginia are also looking into it because they have so many deficient bridges that they have to fix, and they're trying to do it quickly.
Pennsylvania's going all in, spending hundreds of millions of dollars on its program. The state says this approach will be 20% cheaper than traditional methods. And who knows? Maybe the state will even start calling its bridges IKEA-style Swedish names, like Benjamin Franklin Bron. In Philadelphia, I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.